Blog Talk Radio.
You are now listening to In the Streets.
In the Streets Radio.
Hey, 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 good morning. It's your girl, Nina Capone. And I am here to talk more about monetizing your blog and social media accounts. Many, many people want to know how they can make money online while not spending a dime. That's right. If you missed my last episode of I Want to Be a Blogger, you should check it out first. Before going through this, go back and grab that one and listen to that so you can take all the notes and be caught up and have all the information. This episode, I'm going to speak strictly about tools and how you say, you know, sites. So what you should say, sites you should go on, all the good stuff, all the hidden internet tools that I use, all the hidden internet sites that are out there, how you organize it. I'll be sharing links. So make sure you got your pen in your hand and you're online right now. I might even open up, I don't know, let's see if I can open up a chat here so you guys can hear everything. Heads up that we will be changing lanes, meaning I will be broadcasting from another, not really another platform, but from our website only. So soon we'll be switching up where we'll be going live directly from the website, which is industriesradio.com. Again, that's INDA, streetsradio.com. For more information, we do have a new number, which is also for you guys to call in, which is now 610-857-7780. Again, that's 610-857-7780. I'm sorry. So, enough of that. If you want to join in right now, this minute, and, you know, join in on this call, if you need me to repeat something, if you need to hear something a little different, you have questions, because I'm going to go fast. I got 30 minutes. These are 30-minute segments, and I'm going fast. That's all I got to say. So, with that being said, if you have any questions, give us a call. I'm live on air right now. It is November 6, 2018, 10:02. And we are wasting time. The direct number here to call in is 215-383-5799. Again, that's 215-383-5799. Let's get started. So, one of the biggest tools I want to talk about is your editorial calendar. Some of you may have heard about using an editorial calendar to maintain and manage your blog. Well, you need it. You know, a lot of people say, well, I don't need it. I know what I'm going to post next. I understand, you know, this, that, and the other. I get it. This is how I work. I'm organized. I'm on time. I'm on point. That's all fine and well. But to avoid duplicating information or to avoid not duplicating certain information that needs to go up, you need to have your editorial calendar in front of you probably all the time, right? So let's talk about the first type, and I'm just going to throw these names out there. A lot of these things you can, I'll probably post on one of my sites, but don't hold me to that. I'm going to tell you what they are. One of the first things you want to make sure that you have, and in this order, is a log page. And your log page will simply be, a log page is a place where you keep track of all changes that you made on your blog. It helps you to pinpoint issues with your blog. It helps you direct the changes that you might have to make before the problem arises. So these are things. This is like your notes. It's like your action, your everything that happens. So this is how you keep track of everything. So if your blog needs maintenance, this is what you use that log for. So if you don't know what it is, write this down. Blog log page. Create it. It's simple. Date and activity. That's all you need. You can use Microsoft Excel. You can put, you know, do up 20 per page or however you want to keep them. If you want to hand, I always suggest handwriting these things down. Of course, a lot of people like to keep them on a computer, but it's so much easier for me when I handwrite everything and keep my little binder That looks like no other binder. It's pink and just girly and bloggy-like. So, keep your blog love page. Next, the calendar page. The calendar page is literally that. It, you know, you want to make sure that you set that page up for the month. I like to keep a blank calendar, and I write my days and month, you know, for the month end, and then I'll write the days and what I'm going to be blogging about that day. And I simply keep it simple, just topics. So I don't just jump out there and decide, hey, this is what I'm going to do on this day. No, this is something that we do 30 days out, so we know exactly what that topic is going to be. So we don't miss any holidays. So we don't miss any special events. So we don't miss anything. We want to look like from the blogging, the readers in, that we're on point. We got it going on. We just on top of everything. Excuse me, I needed a sip of coffee. Okay, next, my favorite page is the Plan It Out page. To accomplish great things, we must not only act, but also dream. Not only plan, but also believe. that's not mine. That's by A. France. So, you know. But I love that quote. And I wanted to add that in my notes because I think it's something that you guys got to remember. You know, what is your theme? So for everything that you do, you should be planning it out. You know, and I talked to a young lady the other day about what's your plan, what's your life plan, what's tomorrow's plan, what's today's plan. So a lot of people, they want to be bloggers, they want to go on and do social media, they want to be influencers, but they're not planning it out. You gotta plan it out. Again, it's called the Plan It Out page. I'm gonna have to put these on my blog. So if you don't follow my social media blog, it's mybizsocial.xyz. Again, that's mybizsocial.xyz. If you are interested in having these tools, I will send them to you. But you have to follow my blog and reach me on my blog, and I will send them to you, or I will upload them to my blog and give you access to download them. Again, my blog is mybizsocial.xyz, mybizsocial.xyz for the extension. So what does a Plan It Out page have? A theme, your focus for the month. What is your theme for the month? It's imperative that you have a theme. You should know what your theme for the month of February is going to be. And I'm going to use the month of February because it's the easiest to plan because it's Valentine's Day. You know, however you're going to do it. And we kind of usually plan around that month, President's Day and things like that. So you want to look at what's going on for the month. You want to look at Black History Day. You want to make sure that these things are acknowledged, that you're up on them. You want to do things around those days to get people excited, to get the attention, to get the readers to come on and engage them. So your theme, your focus for the month. Your goals for the month. What is your goal? What is your end-all goal for the month? Are you looking to increase your followers, generate new followers by whatever you're posting? Do you want to generate leads for your business or someone else's? What are your keywords? What are your keywords that you're going to use? Do you have any pitches or emails to send? You want to make sure these things, I'm telling you, it's such a job being a blogger. And, you know, I know people who do this part-time, and if they didn't keep these things handy, it would probably be impossible. So, pitches, your emails to send. So, your email is your pitch, okay? Your email is your pitch. So, I'm going to go back through before I even get another step. So, we already addressed. These are the boxes, the slots you should have on this page. Your theme, which is your focus for the month. Next, your goals for the month, your keywords for the month, your pitches or emails to send for the month. Next is your social media trends. What's trending? What's your hashtag? What are you going to be hashtagging with those posts that you put up on your pages? And then the social media stats at the beginning of the month. Okay, so I want to jump in a little with this. one of the most important things to measure engagement or measure followers or growth is by keeping social media stats at the beginning of each and every month. So you want to make your last thing that you do on this page a triple, like, box, like 1, 2, 3 little box area. And you want to have your social media account that you're following, your beginning of the month and end of the month. Again, I'll send these out to you if you would like to see a visual or, you know, use what I have already. For me, we look more at Pinterest, Twitter, Facebook, and Google. So looking at those, you'll write down how many of followers or pins you have for the beginning of the month, and then you want to end it with how many you had at the end of that particular month. So each month that you start off, so if you started this week on November 1st, then you want to make sure that you put down how many Twitter followers you had for the beginning of the month and how many you have at the end of the month. Facebook, Google, Pinterest, same exact thing. So you don't want to miss a beat there, because that will help you with generating leads, how many people are actually following you, what your growth pattern is, what you need to change, what you don't need to change, what's working, what's not. So that'll help you get an overall manual analytic of what's happening out there. Because sometimes we, you know, especially if you're new to this and you don't have your analytics set up properly just yet. Next is the brainstorm page, and this is a page that becomes difficult for a lot of people. And Earl Nightingale said, all you need is the plan, the roadmap, and the courage to press on to your destination. Again, another quote that I thought was kind of dope that I wanted to share with you guys. So next, you want to start with your keyword. On this page is your SEO and keyword mapping tool. Okay, this is a lot of you know that I specialize in SEO. So if you're going to have a blog, if you're going to have a website, if you're going to do social media, you should make sure SEO is being done at all times. And I'm not going to get into this here, but again, I have a lot of posts on my site, which is mybizsocial.xyz. That's mybizsocial.xyz. So there you want to make sure SEO and key mapping is getting done. So how do we go about that? It's very, very, very simple. So this page, you want to, it's simply a brainstorm. What are you going to make your, you just come up with two main keywords. You don't need 1,000 keywords. So a lot of people are like, you know, I was looking for some keywords. I need to post 200 keywords. Why? Why do you need to post 200 keywords? I don't know. So anybody want to join in? We are 16 minutes in. That's halfway through the show. 215-383-5799. I am live. It's your girl, Nina Capone. And we're talking about blogging, monetizing your blog. Okay, so more instructions, because I want to jump past this now. Your keyword, you want to have a subcategory 1, subcategory 2, and a subcategory 3. Okay, that's your first line. Your second line, you want to create 3 ideas for posts for each category that you came up with. So again, keyword, subcategory 1, and the idea. Number 1, idea number 2, and idea number 3. Again, subcategory 2, your post idea 1, 2, and 3. Subcategory 3, your idea 1, 2, and 3. You want to make sure that you do this for each keyword. Create a subcategory for that keyword. Create 3 ideas for each subcategory that you came up with. This will make your life so much easier. Now, you may just be at work at your desk writing these things down, but it's a tool to use. So later, when you decide to get in your design, put your designing hat on and go home and do the graphics behind everything, you know, you've killed all the time. You don't have to think about it. You just look at your notes and say, this is how I'm going to jump in and get started. Last but not least, here on this section, I want to go to blog post ideas. Now, you did everything to put you did all the notes. You did all the notes. Those are our notes, and that's getting organized. That's making you, that's preparing you to create your posts, right? But you need the ideas, the photos, the graphics, the deep links, the social media shares, right? You need all of those things, right? So last but not least is, okay, my poem first, right? I was getting good with the quotes, right? So try not to become a man of success, but rather try to become a man of value. And that's quoted by Albert Einstein. So let's talk more. And of course, he's my favorite. So he has a lot of good quotes out there. So if you guys are inspired by quotes, definitely check out some of Albert Einstein's quotes. They're dope. So blog post ideas. I know I sound hyped up. I only had a little bit of coffee, but I want to try to get through this. So I'm in rare form. So blog post ideas. You want to have a section. Actually, you want to create three sections that are identical. Those sections should include post title, your keywords, a summary. Because remember, all this can go on your blog post. Items needed, okay, and photos or graphics, you know, either you're going to do them yourself, so you can say you took them from somewhere, you edited something that you found, or a picture that you took of on your own, or you hired someone else to do it. So you want to keep track of where that even came from. Again, keep this stuff in a binder. It's great record keeping. And it's important if you're going to be a professional blogger and people are going to pay you to do this. So you want to post deep links. Deep links are different, you know, tools. Basically, if I share this information with you on my blog, then this will be what I call a deep link. So you can find it, click it, say, hey, cool. This is the link that sits behind your graphic. So I'll put up, hey, how to be a blogger tools, and I'll have a deep link, and you'll click on that picture that you see on my page, and it will take you to download these tools. Next, you want to have social media shares, and then you want to have the category and the date posted. Okay, all those things are important because, again, it makes for great record keeping when it comes to blogging. So I want to find my other tools. I have like a million tools, but I want to go over. I have a cheat sheet. Here we go. So I'm going to now go through the list of tools. We have about 11 minutes left. And it should take me 11 minutes to get through every single tool. Okay, I'm going to take a sip of coffee and a deep breath. And I'm going to give you all my tools. I'm going to give you all the tools that I need. And I'm going to go through them, what they're for. And if you have, you should have your pen and paper out and taking these down right now. Okay, let's do a drop real quick. And then I'm going to come back with those tools.
Yo, what's up? This is the world's greatest DJ, the KID, the Kid Capri, and I'm banging with Nina Capone right here on the hottest radio show in the world, In the Streets Radio. Let's get it.
Let's get it. Shout out to Kid Capri for holding a sister down. That's right. So, I'm back with website tools. All right. We're going to start here, and one of the biggest things people tell me is I'm not a web designer, and I get it. I'm a web designer, so of course I get through this stuff so easy. But if you're not a web designer and you still want to be a blogger, you can, okay? So I want to start by giving you some tools you can look into using. You have three options when it comes down to building your site. Now, if you're a bit techie and patient, my favorite is Wix. Wix.com. Check them out. Yeah, that's the one. That's where I would suggest going. You need help with that, you know. There's Wix experts. You can click an X for an expert to assist you. And I'm one of the experts, so you can look up Jamila Lari in there, and I am a Wix expert, so you can always find me on there and hire me directly through Wix to help you with your blog. Next, you have WordPress. And WordPress is by far the best blogging platform out there, I'm going to say. Again, and especially if you're not a creator. So, as a matter of fact, 25% of all websites are said to be built on WordPress. So, you know, again, if you're not a techie or a patient, then WordPress is for you. So not only is it super easy to use and highly customizable, but it's free. So, and I say free for the most part, you still may have to invest some for plugins. You know, as you begin to get fancy, you want to do some investing for additional high-end plugins to make it better, right? It's all about growth. So you can't beat free. So if you aren't on WordPress, then, you know, get there. Check out how to start a blog step by step. There's a video on there. And you can purchase your domain there, hosting there, and install WordPress on your own blog. Like, you know, so you could just literally go to GoDaddy or Bluehost and just link the two together, and it shows you how to do it. You just install WordPress, which is free, right on your host. And, you know, I say Bluehost and GoDaddy because they're both interchangeable. Some people use both. Or, you know, like they'll use Bluehost and GoDaddy for hosting the websites. They find them very easy to use and navigate. So, again, I'm a designer and a techie, so I don't use, definitely most bloggers do. So I research the easiest for those who aren't in the field. Their customer service is always super good, and they have the best customer service. So, cheapest hosting out there, best customer service. I mean, hey, why wouldn't you, right? So if you're looking to self-host a blog, then this is what we definitely offer for you. And again, if you don't want to self-host, check out blogger.com. And Blogger is super duper easy. I mean, the work is minimum. That it's click, 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 free, done, post, go. You know, it's kind of done for you, and I think that's a great start for people who are not ready to just jump in into the tool world, or you think this is going to frustrate you. Start there. Next tool, Google Analytics. Again, if you need to hear more of this, give me a call at 383-5799. I am live on air, press 1, and I will stop and talk to you. So Google Analytics, that's free. This is a must-have. You can't go without this tool. This is a step-by-step. It's a step-by-step tutorial on how to install Google Analytics on your site. It's important to have. This is the analytics. This is how you're going to know what's happening. And, you know, a lot has changed since I gathered all this information. So I will be posting updates. I'm going to go faster because we're 6 minutes out. So WordPress plugins. You want to look for Click to Tweet, which is free, Yoast, Y-O-A-S-T, SumoMe, which is free. And these are tools you can use for social sharing, SEO, and for just for new blogs that just got started. Click to Tweet is very helpful for you to get your readers to come from Twitter to your blog as well. Next, I'm going to get into photography tools. One of the coolest tools out here is Hot Chocolate, and that's spelled H-A-U-T-E, chocolate. That's $29 a month. And, you know, that's going to help you with, well, actually it provides photography for you. Because if you're not a photographer like me, you just like, all right, who got some good pictures out here I can steal? And, you know, it's a lot of legal stuff with that. So you want to pay for royalty-free photographs, and you can get those from Hot Chocolate. I like to say Hot because of the way they spelled it. So they have a large selection of feminine photographs ranging from workstations to holiday to social media quotes and all that good stuff. You know, they got the pretty ones, the pink and all that stuff. So this is the secret. This is behind the scenes of where everybody gets this stuff. All the free stock, that's another website. All the free stock. It's a free website where you can go get your stock photos from. Again, make sure you're not stealing people's pictures. You know, a lot of us, we get on there and we're like, oh, I like this, I'm just going to repost it and blah, blah, blah. Make sure that when you're posting on your blog, you keep it, make sure they're royalty-free pictures that you're using. So there you'll get a collection of all other free stock photo sites out there. So instead of visiting all 15 different stock photo sites, you can go to all the free stock and check everything out there and then figure out where you're going to get it from. Photoshop. Okay, there's an easy version of Photoshop out there that's about $10 a month. It's called Adobe Photoshop. It's just an online version, and it works. It works. If you're not there, Photoshop is, it can be a little hard of an editing tool if you're not patient or if graphics really isn't your thing. So I personally recommend Canva and PicMonkey. That's Canva, C-A-N-V-A, and PicMonkey, P-I-C-M-O-N-K-E-Y. And I believe you can kind of get the same effect from those if you use them and get good at it, because it's just a practice makes perfect. Monetization and email, last but not least. I'm going to go through really fast. So you need a plugin that essentially turns every link on your blog into the money-making opportunity. I need you to take and visit the site called VIG Link. It's free. VIG Link. Check it out. Self-explanatory. It totally eliminates the need to go out and join dozens of different affiliate programs. Set it and forget it and receive a monthly check. Get your money, girl. Get your money. Next, you want to make sure you have your Google AdSense. Okay? Now, we're talking money here. Before I go, I'm going to talk money. I've been using Google AdSense for over 10 years now, and it's still the easiest way to make money from a blog. Yes, it's the easiest way. Google AdSense. A-D-S-E-N-S-E. Get it. It's free. Next, MailChimp. I've used MailChimp for Lord knows how long, for years and years and years, and I absolutely love MailChimp. Use it. You get your first 2,000 subscribers for free, and you email them, and you tell them, I got this post coming up. Make sure you log in and check it out. They got built-in templates. They make so much easier for you to accomplish your goal with sending out, you know, emails and creating lists. Next is ConvertKit. Now, this one is a little new, but it helps. So it helps to double your subscriber list. It offers content upgrades on your blog posts. It's just so much more. You can say, hey, you want to upgrade here with the application? Here you go. It's called ConvertKit, all one word. It's $29 a month. I'm not going to get into any more tools. They have Instagram tools, Facebook tools, so on and so forth. If you are interested in getting this full package of tools emailed to you, please follow me on mybizsocial.xyz. Again, that's mybizsocial.xyz. That's my blog. Sign up, holla at me, and I'll personally send you this information. Yep, I'll just email it to you. I ain't got nothing to hide. I want to see everybody get this money. Get this money. So make sure you do what you need to do. Again, follow me on my blog, My Biz Social. www.jamilalaurie.xyz. I am Nina Capone, Jamila Laurie, and I'm signing out. Peace, love, and hair grease, y'all. I will see y'all next Tuesday with more information.